the normal castle and the temple of Venus. According to the testimony of historians, this was the site of an open-air Cecon Emilian sanctuary and, during the Roman period, a modest-sized temple which was dedicated to the Roman Venus Erycina. Initially, the temple was dedicated to the goddess of fertility, later identified as Astarte by the Phoenician Carthaginians, Aphrodite by the Greeks, and Venus by the Romans. It was the home of the most beautiful priestesses who practiced the art of sacred prostitution. It wasn't easy to reach the temple because it is situated at the top of a rocky peak, and there was a large deep fissure that was later filled with a containment wall which Diodoro Siculo attributes to the mythical Daedalo. In this way, it was possible to extend the surface of the sacred enclosure, Theimenos. Today, it is still possible to see a cylindrical well called Venus's Well, which, according to historians, was a pit where the remains of those sacrificed in honor of the goddess were deposited. The remaining structure of the castle, which dates back to the 12th century, was built by the Normans, who used the tombstones from the pre-existent Roman sanctuary, of which nothing remains. The structure of the fortress was wider than the present one, because there were also the towers which were separated from the castle by a deep moat. The two parts of the fortress being linked by a drawbridge. The castle was royal territory up to the 16th century, and a Spanish military garrison was quartered there. Over the centuries, it underwent restructuring and was put to various uses. After the Bourbon reform of the administrative system in 1818-1819, it became the property of the town council. At the end of the last century, the external walls were moved back to enable easier access to the fortress, leaving the two towers semi-destroyed and more isolated. They were then leased by the town council in 1872 to the Earl Agostino Sieri Pepoli, who restored them and rebuilt the pentagonal-shaped towers that had been previously destroyed. He also created the Garden of the Balio. From the entrance steps, it is possible to reach the main entrance, which has a pointed arch with a big calcareous stone plate with the Habsburgian eagle of Charles V, a 14th century mullioned window, and an embrasure clad with a large stone slab. To the right of the entrance, we can see the prison cells and then the open space where once lay the ancient temple. On the left, there are the ruins of the Lord of the Castle's home and the ruins of a small thermal spa, Calidarium, perhaps dating from the Roman age.